At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Bears fans, this is Take the North.
What's the reason, Duck? It's here.
With your hosts.
Love these guys.
Dan Wiederer.
The Bears don't have the readiness to go all in a championship or bust year.
And Mark Grody.
There's a certain amount of urgency to this season for the Bears. And I think the biggest urgency is make sure you have a quarterback in Caleb Williams.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
What's going on? Welcome to the Take the North podcast, presented by Odyssey. I am Dan Wiederer. We're pleased to be joined today by my former colleague at the Chicago Tribune, Sean Hammond. Sean, we have made our way into week 11 of the NFL season. The Bears are atop the NFC North, tied with the Detroit Lions. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on again. I'm always happy to jump on with you.
It's great to converse. I got to admit, I'm shaken by what I just said to you. And I was shaken Monday night as I went to bed, realizing how far this Bears team has come in a calendar year. To look at those standings, to be in mid-November, to be closing in on Thanksgiving and have the Bears there at the top, it's an unfamiliar feeling. And I think Chicago is trying to figure out what to do with it. Where does your head sit here on the start of week 11?
It's jarring. I'm with you. That's a weird thing to look at in the standings, to look at 6-3, to look at tied for first place with the Detroit Lions at the top of the NFC North. I mean, you certainly just give Ben Johnson and his team props. I mean, I know they've beaten some bad teams, but they've taken care of business when they needed to. And you can't always assume that they're going to do that, because we've seen in the past that even when you got some beatable opponents, that doesn't mean they're winning games.
Did you watch the Monday night game between the Packers and the Eagles?
I did not. I tuned out of the NFL Monday night, and I did see the final score there. And so I have some ideas of what that looked like.
Yeah, it didn't look pretty, that's for sure. And I had two prevailing thoughts coming out of that football game on Monday night. The first was that Vic Fangio is still an absolute menace to deal with, and the Bears have him coming up in the schedule on a short week, the day after Thanksgiving in a few weeks. And so I hope they're ready for what he's going to do to challenge them offensively. Obviously, he's got weapons all over that defense that can make life uncomfortable for you. And the second one that I came away with is the Packers rather seem in total disarray right now. They've lost back-to-back games at home, one to the Panthers, one of the Eagles, and they just feel like a team that's sort of fraught with tension right now. And then you see the Bears leapfrog them by virtue of that loss Monday night in Green Bay. And you're like, you all of a sudden you see Matt LaFleur, he's up at a podium answering questions on whether he's coaching for his job. And it's just this life comes at you fast reminder about what the NFL is.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with the Packers, it's like, you feel like they just figured something out with Tucker Kraft, and then he goes down with the injury. And now it's almost like they don't know what to do. You know, they're still trying to figure out that identity now that Kraft is hurt and what that's going to look like. And it's hard to find your identity when you're in November. That's not an ideal scenario.
Right. They're without Tucker Kraft, Matthew Golden out, Romeo Doubs left that game on Monday night. And so there is this sense that the division is shaky, and it's shaken up, and it's shaken up more than we thought it would be when we came into the season. The Bears are going to visit another team in Minnesota this weekend that seemingly having its own sort of identity crisis and all sorts of tension involved with how they can get themselves back on the right track. Look, like, this is an interesting time of year for the Bears to have some momentum and some wind at their back as they go into a more challenging stretch of the schedule. But I think they have to be very pleased with their ability to get results out of a stretch of football here that hasn't been super pretty, but yet has resulted in 6 wins in 7 games.
Yeah, they're winning close games. They're making big plays down the stretch. I mean, man, you just think about the play that Colson Loveland made in Cincinnati. Combine that with the back-to-back touchdown drives this week to win that game against the Giants. I mean, that's a heck of a 2-week stretch for your offense when it absolutely matters. And you love to see, obviously, Caleb make some big throws and some big scrambles. You love to see him hitting some of those rookies. Colston, Luther Burden had a big play there before the game-winning touchdown. And there's some momentum there. You feel that with the offense. You feel that with where these Bears are at right now. And again, sure, they've beat up on some bad teams, but they're doing what they need to do to put themselves in position. We were you know, writing through our pressing questions of the week over at the Tribune, and one of them was, you know, we're at the halfway point. You know, true or false, this is a playoff team, and you know, I went true just because I think they put themselves in position where they just have to be close in some of these games down the stretch. I know you got the Eagles. You got the Packers twice, but again, after Monday night, that Packers team is kind of in disarray. You got the Lions. There's some good opponents, but I don't foresee this being the same team that got blown out by the Lions in week two.
Here's a little reminder, zeroing back even further than week two. This is the 1-year anniversary this week of Shane Waldron's launch as the offensive coordinator in what was a completely turbulent and a mess of a season in 2024. And when you zoom out and you realize how far the Bears have come with just being able to feel settled, the ability to feel confident, it is night and day from where we were a year ago covering this football team and trying to walk in a locker room and really take the temperature on the team's psyche. What are you sensing? I mean, you're in the locker room with me and, you know, after the game on Sunday during the week, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, what do you sense in this team's psyche right now?
Well, I sense that Ben Johnson has a plan for everything, and his players feel that and know that. And so when you're down 10 points in the fourth quarter, like, they have an idea for what Ben is going to be calling and what it's going to take to get back into the game. And on top of that, there's the belief now that they've won some of these close games. There's that belief that they can do it. And, you know, Ben said an interesting thing after, or maybe it was Monday after the game. Somebody asked him just about crunch time and his play calls in those moments. And he said something to the effect of, I'm thinking players more than I am plays.
Sure.
And I think that is like, you know, it kind of sounds like a no-brainer, but I don't know that every coach is thinking that way. And really, it's really refreshing here in Chicago, because I don't know that the previous coaching staff was doing it quite that same way. And you see that coming out when they're targeting Colson Loveland, you know, up the middle with the game on the line, or when they're going to Luther Burden with 2 minutes left to get down into the red zone. You can really feel that he's looking for his playmakers. And, you know, the good thing with this Bears team is right now with the emergence of those rookies, it looks like they have a lot of options to choose from.
Yeah, they do have a lot of options, and it's pretty impressive when you can lean into some of those options. I do think that Ben has a sense of timing and really an emotional intelligence on how to push the right buttons at the right times, and it's shown itself in the last couple months. I was struck on Sunday afternoon after the game at Rumudinze's locker when he was talking about there's hope, there's belief, and then there's the no, and this team is now put themselves in the no category where they believe, you know, forget it. They don't believe. They know that they're going to win a football game when it's close, and they're going out and they're backing that confidence up with results on the field. It's an incredible place to be at for a team and a franchise that has rarely been able to find that place, right? Like where it's usually been eyes closed, fingers crossed. Oh, I really hope this turns out all right. And now it's just like, let's go. Let's get together, understand the talent we have, understand the coaching we have, and let's just go execute. And we're going to walk out of here to a joyous Sunday night.
Right. And you think back to those first 2 years with Flus and Poles, and they were in a lot of close games. And it's exactly what you're saying. It's cross your fingers, get down to a one possession game, and hey, let's give it a shot. Where I don't get that vibe. Yeah, the vibe has totally changed where it's a close game down at the end. The Bears believe they're going to win. And I think you might have been next to me, Dan, when we were talking in that postgame locker room to Cole Kmet, and he said something to that effect of, you know, it sort of trickles down from the head coach where you believe that you're going to win these close games when the coach has a really good, he wasn't trying to knock the previous coaching staffs, but he was just saying, Ben has a plan in these situations and it's a plan that we can all get behind.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
He used the phrase calming patience, and it really resonated with me because it was this idea of, okay, it's the stress levels are rising here. We're late in the game. We're behind. You know, you feel that human nature urge to feel a little bit frantic. And Cole was saying, look, like you feel like, okay, we got to get going here. We don't have a lot of time. There needs to
think
be a little rush.
Think about Detroit and Thanksgiving, like that feeling.
Right. There needs to be a little urgency. We got to get rolling. And Cole says, like, look, we're not in a rush to get into 2-minute mode because Ben has planned this out. He's very well organized. He knows what he wants to get to. He knows how he wants to get to it. And so you just knock it off step by step by step. And the next thing you know, a 10-point lead or a 10-point deficit becomes a 3-point deficit. And then a 3-point deficit becomes a 4-point lead. And all of a sudden you're like, okay, like we just did that step by step the way we were trained to do it. And now all of a sudden that adds up into a win on Sunday. It adds up into a win the previous week. It adds up to a 4-game winning streak prior to the Baltimore loss. And all of a sudden you've got a team on a roll.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you and I are there watching these games live. I don't always watch the TV broadcast after the fact, but in terms of just what I see on the sideline, I mean, Ben is locked in all the time. I don't know if the TV cameras ever catch him with any sort of emotion, but to me, I don't see any emotion until he's in that post-game locker room and you know, they won the game and he's shouting out to his guys.
Yeah. It's crazy to watch at times how very, very level and calm he is in the heat of some really fiery moments. And particularly for a guy who has so much obvious passion, you expect that to come out more in those moments. It doesn't for whatever reason. I think it resonates with the guys around him. And it's made a big difference in where this football team is and where it can go. Where it can go now is to the playoffs. You mentioned it a few minutes ago. Yeah. The Bears are firmly inside the playoff frame right now. They would be the sixth seed if the playoffs started today. They would be headed to Detroit to play the Lions if that was the case. And can you imagine how much the NFL would love to have a Ben Johnson versus Detroit wild card round playoff game to feature, you know, somewhere along the lines, particularly if they play in week 18, as we know they will. With that, though, I mentioned earlier this sort of shakiness in Green Bay, Matt LaFleur being asked about his job security. In Minnesota, you've got the situation where Kevin O'Connell can't seem to figure out how to get this thing unlocked. They've had quarterback situation issues with injuries with J.J. McCarthy, Carson Wentz in, then he's hurt, J.J.'s back. You're trying to get it all figured out. And then Detroit, Dan Campbell's got to wrestle play calling duties back from John Morton. And so you look around the division and you're like, man, like if ever there was a time to sort of have the wind at your back, to have the momentum, it's now, because the rest of the division seems like it's trying to figure things out. And the Bears aren't accustomed to being the team that's like, yeah, obviously we've got flaws and we've got concerns and we've got things to address, but there's some things that are working in their favor too. And all that said, like Detroit is still rolling. They destroyed the Commanders on Sunday. But it doesn't feel like the division is as strong and stable as we thought it was when we walked into week one.
No, it doesn't. And the records are good, but still there's questions about all these teams. And you're right. Like the Bears are hitting their stride at the right moment. You look at that, you know, a potential matchup, say with the Lions. And I still think the Lions are going to be able to score a fair amount of points on this Bears defense. But yeah, I think maybe for the first time you're thinking, well, maybe the Bears can actually keep up offensively and you don't have to shut out the Lions to give yourself a chance. And that's why I say, like, I feel like the Bears just have to give themselves a chance in some of these games because they've learned how to win close games. Like they have gone through the tests in Vegas and in Washington. And sure, they've caught some lucky breaks. Perhaps things have gone their way in key moments. But they're finding ways to win football games. And again, like it's the NFL, especially in the division, like when you're playing some of these teams for the second time, weird things happen.
Context is important, and we're willing to provide it here on this podcast, as our audience knows. And the Bears' strength of victory, if you go to the official NFL channels, it's not strong, right? Like they haven't beaten quality opponents to this point. We all understand that, but that's how the NFL is designed. If you finish in last place, they give you a last place schedule. That gives you three games every year against teams that finished the previous season as bottom feeders. And so you have to take advantage of those opportunities, and you do so. The Bears' schedule will get tougher here on the back half. But I was asked by someone on Monday that, you know, like, oh, man, the schedule is about to get really ugly. And my first response was, is it though? Like, I know the Vikings aren't a pushover, particularly at US Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, but this is not a game that intimidates you like it might have in the past. Nah. Beyond that, you've got a home game against a Steelers team that's also, you know, still trying to figure out who it is. And sure, there's going to be the four division games. There's going to be the Eagles game on Black Friday in a short week. There's going to be a primetime game against the 49ers. It's going to get harder, no question, but it also doesn't feel to me like, oh man, this is, you know, you cannot possibly navigate this road successfully. Yeah. Curious what you think.
Yeah, I certainly don't think they're going to come out here and, you know, lose four of their last five or anything like this, because this is a competitive team that's shown itself to be a competitive team in almost every single game. And yeah, like, look, they should have beat the Vikings in week one. And that was sort of part of the process of learning how to win with this team is also failing at it. And, you know, I think if you're the Bears defense, you feel a little bit of confidence that you can get J.J. McCarthy to turn the football over. And that's going to be a competitive game. Same thing with the Steelers game. I mean, look, that team didn't look so good this week. You're at home. Certainly the fans are going to have their thoughts on Aaron Rodgers at Soldier Field, and they're going to make that as tough as an environment as they possibly can. And you know, it's like the NFL, you look at the schedule comes out in May and you look at it on paper and you have these thoughts of what stretches are going to be hard. And then the Bears, you know, wind up facing backups in Cincinnati and Baltimore back-to-back weeks. And
right.
You look at what's coming up here. And yeah, the Packers twice in a pretty short span, but the Packers have some things to figure out. The Eagles, great record. You know, they're winning football games, but they have their own things to figure out. Like, these are still winnable games. And kind of like you said, Dan, is the Bears – seem like they have things going in the right direction between the coaching staff and their relative health. I know they've had some guys out this year, but it hasn't been all that bad. And just the direction this offense is going, this offense is second in yards per game right now in the NFL, the Chicago Bears. What?
That's a natural segue into talking about Ben, because I don't think that you can, overstate the impact he's had here. And when you look at all of the offensive production that has spiked under his watch, and you realize that they're barely scratching the surface of what they want to become as an offense, it fills you with this optimism of where this coach can take this group of players, along with the quarterback, obviously, in Caleb Williams. I watch the passing game really quickly every Monday and try to get a feel for what things are like. You watch some of these play designs and you're like, okay, like you and I could succeed with some of these play action concepts, with some of these bootlegs with receivers open for a free 12 yards. You look at some of these, you know, route combinations that are just freeing guys open, and the quarterback's just got to see it and rip it. And Caleb doesn't always see it and rip it. And so you're like, once he starts to really grasp some of this, this design and some of this ability to stay comfortable inside, you know, a slightly noisy pocket, like, this offense can go to higher levels. And yet their production already has really surpassed our wildest dreams of where we've been with this offense for the last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, it's second overall in yards per game. It's I forget if it's first or second or third in the run game, but it's up there. And really, it's what you're saying. It's like that passing attack, when I checked yesterday prior to Monday Night Football, was 11th. And so you think, you know, if you start to hit some of those, this is going to be a heck of an offense. This has the potential to really take off. Some of these tests will be fun to watch from that perspective. Ben's offense versus, say, a second crack at Brian Flores and the Vikings.
Sure.
Say you mentioned Vic Fangio. He's coming, you know, a couple weeks down the line. And certainly the Packers have a Micah Parsons now, and that's another challenge in itself. I think it will be really fun to watch the chess match there between Ben and those defensive coordinators on the other side.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We were combing through the locker room late last week and kind of getting a feel from some players on why Ben has resonated on sort of an emotional level in that locker room. And I was struck. I don't know if you were part of the scrum where Tyreek Stevenson said he's crazy, and he meant it as a compliment and saying like Ben's passion is something that really resonates with us. And then I followed up later with him and said, like, when he does those post game huddles and gets all fired up before he hands out the game balls, you know, what do you see as a player? And he said, a crazy person. And so like there is this element here where these players, I think they feel the fire and the passion and the investment, and it really is making a huge difference in the way their weeks go, because there's just an infusion of energy but also purpose that has kept them on the right track. And I know you've been around Ben long enough to have some thoughts on kind of what the personality aspect of his leadership style really brings.
Yeah, you feel that purpose throughout the week. You know, Monday through Saturday, he is, and like we said earlier, even during the game on Sunday, he is all business. He is, he's got a plan, and he's following through with that, and he knows how he wants things done. And yeah, it's almost like those post game celebratory locker rooms are like just a release of all that pent up. You know, all that work that they've done that's pent up inside them. And obviously you can only do that when you win. And so it's like a good, the positive vibes are just exploding out of them. I kind of love that Tyreek said that crazy person thing. He is like a low key crazy person. Like, you wouldn't see him walking down the street and say, you know, that man's psycho, but if you're around him a little bit, you're also like afraid to screw up in front of him, you know, like, because he knows what he wants and he will call you out if you're messing up.
Look, you're a fellow U of I grad. I put myself in Legends Bar on Green Street, like Friday night, you're just chilling with your friends, you're playing darts, and there's the one guy that, like, all of a sudden you're just hanging out at happy hour, but now he's taking this darts game super serious, and Ben seems like he's that guy, right?
He doesn't want to lose.
at any point. So it'll be fun to watch where he takes his journey down the back half of the season. I do want to get into a Caleb Williams conversation before I set you free, but before we get there, the concern list that you have for this football team. It's obviously a team that has notable flaws. They're not hiding from any of them, and they got things to work on. But what are the two or three things at the top of your list where you say this has to get cleaned up if they have any prayer of competing beyond week 18?
Well, the number one thing that comes to mind is just the injuries in the secondary. I think CJ Gardner-Johnson has been a great addition. I think probably got more out of him these first two games than you ever dreamed of. And you hope, if you're the Bears, that keeps going. You wonder what that's going to look like if and when Kyler Gordon returns. You know, are they going to find a way to get both those guys on the field? I do think, we saw it in Cincinnati. Like, you can throw the ball on these guys, and that's going to be a problem at times, and it already has been. And so certainly cleaning that up, potentially getting healthy with Kyler and or Jalen. We don't really have any update on where he's at, if he's even going to be back this year. That's concern number one. And then, you know, I look on the other side at the offense, and I think you look at that Cincinnati game, not to keep pointing to that game, but even before the big play to Colston, you looked at some of those one-on-one matchups with the left tackle over there, and it didn't go so well. I give them a lot of credit because this offensive line has been really, really good.
Really good.
Really, really good. And you even look at some of the advanced numbers. ESPN Analytics does pass blocking win rates and run blocking win rates. I haven't seen it. It's updated every week. I haven't seen the latest. But as of last week, I mean, they were top three in both in the run and the pass. And so credit where it's due. Like, they're doing a really good job on that offensive line. If there's any little concern, it's at the left tackle spot, and perhaps can they give him help when they need to against some of these good pass rushers. Obviously, they handled the Giants really well, so it's not like you can really complain about that. Darnell Wright was really good on that other side too.
There's no question. I'll start our Caleb discussion here really quick, because I wrote about this play at The Athletic for Tuesday. The 20-yard completion that Caleb had to Colston Loveland on the second-to-last touchdown drive, on Sunday. It's a play where if you watch it back, there are receivers open underneath, and there's a lot of times where Caleb doesn't necessarily rip it to receivers that are open when they're open, and yet he avoids pressure. You've got Darnell Wright on the right side of the line, who you just mentioned, absolutely stoning a spin move from Brian Burns. And then Caleb gets outside on the move to his left, across his body, leaping flamethrower to Colston Loveland, and Loveland makes a ridiculous catch. Start with Caleb in regards to that play, but certainly for me, the significance of that play was you had three top 10 draft picks all stepping up and making a high-level play on the same snap in a high-leverage situation, but the quarterback's got to be part of that, and he obviously came through huge in those final sequences on Sunday.
Yeah, he did, and he's been really impressive when he's rolling out to his left. He did that. There was another time in that game. I don't think it was a completed pass. I forget exactly. I think it was going the other direction possibly too, where he just threw an absolute laser out to his left. I you don't see many quarterbacks doing that. And that's the type of thing that makes you say, yeah, this is why this guy was drafted first overall. I think he's done a really good job. These you kind of seen his feel for when to run and when to stay back and look for a throw. His feel for that has really, really improved this season, and especially these last couple of weeks. I think you can feel that. I don't know if it's just more time on task in this offense, more understanding of you know, what Ben wants to accomplish, and possibly even just the fact that, like, I wonder how much he, going into a play, knows, okay, if I need to exit, I'm going here. Versus maybe in the past it was, you know, run for your life behind an awful offensive line a year ago and get out wherever you can.
The other play I starred, and it's one that speaks to this a little bit, is it's the first quarter, and you'll remember it, and you can find it on social media for those that need to rewatch it. But it's it's the end zone shot to Olamide Zaccheaus on an extended play that Zaccheaus couldn't catch, and like the play starts, and when you look at it, you're like, okay, the timing of this is off from jump street. To me, it looked like Caleb was a little bit too quick through his progressions. He misses DJ on an out route because he's progressed off it before DJ has made his break. There's a curl open to the left side. He turns that down, and then it becomes, you know, playground football again. And Caleb puts this ridiculous throw. It should be a 23-yard touchdown if Zaccheaus catches it. And there's all the entire Caleb experience wrapped into one, where you're like, ah, you know, there's some real basic quarterbacking stuff that's got to get a little bit sharper so that you just get that 8-yard gain off the snap. And yet he's got the ability to turn the extended play into a touchdown, and he puts a football there that should be a touchdown if it's caught. And you're just like, man, like, I can understand why Ben says, I don't feel the pressure to call the perfect play anymore, because this quarterback can go and do some things. Do you remember the sequence I'm talking about? And if so, how do you kind of sum that up in the entirety of the Caleb Williams experience?
You know, I love the aggressiveness there. I love that he wants to make throws like that. And not only just wants to do it, but goes out there and tries to do it. You look at some of the drops in this game on Sunday, and to me, it's like, man, he's putting the ball where he needs to put the ball. They just got to come through with the catch. And so just keep doing what you're doing. I really do think the drops part of it in that game was, as Ben called it, an anomaly, and it probably was. Like, if it's not happening in practice, I don't think it's a huge concern. But yeah, I mean, look, Caleb does some stuff every once in a while. I know sometimes it doesn't look pretty when he's spinning around in the pocket trying to orient himself as maybe some pressure's coming in. But there's certainly a lot to be excited about when he puts the ball on the money on a throw like that.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Five of their last seven victories now have come with game-winning drives that have featured scores in the last go-ahead scores in the last 2 minutes. And so now this is a testament to how clutch Caleb is. And this, to me, there's so much significant about a quarterback who now has this track record, like the ability to bring his team to victory when they're in danger. And then you pair that with the idea that Caleb doesn't turn the ball over a lot. And you've got these two sort of huge boxes at the top of your QB1 checklist where you're like, okay, we want a quarterback that's not going to put the football in harm's way. And we certainly want one that can take over a game when the game's on the line. And so with all these other flaws, and there are a lot of them on Caleb's scouting report that need to be addressed. When you have those two boxes checked near the top of your list, all of a sudden the world opens up to you. It feels like it's easier to go through the developmental process when you don't have to work through those two big, big boxes.
It's huge. It's absolutely huge. And look, he's caught up to Jaden Daniels in terms of fourth quarter game winning drives. I think Bo Nix might have one or two more than him. Just looking at the guys in his draft class, obviously,
sure.
Penix and May didn't play the whole season last year, so they're a little bit behind in those metrics. But he's caught up in that area, and they've done a really good job this year of pulling those out. And another thing, too, is the sacks, Dan. I mean, I think it's 13 or 14 through nine games. It was 68 a year ago. So,
right.
I mean, it's not like they're not getting pressure. Pressure's coming. I think he's done a good job of feeling where it's coming from. And obviously that offensive line overall has been a lot better too.
Everyone's trying to figure out whether Caleb is, the Bears forever quarterback, whether he's going to be the starting quarterback here in 2029, whether his run's going to go deep into the 2030s. And my quick knee jerk response to that is we don't know. No one knows. And so right now, especially inside of this season, you just kind of have to live in the now, understanding that there's a lot of big picture uncertainty out there, but also allowing the quarterback to kind of navigate this journey with this new coach who seemingly has answers for him in every way, shape, and form. And so a couple last things for you. The pairing of Ben and Caleb, through your eyes, what is the significance of them as a duo?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're really optimistic about what these two guys can do. And they really do seem to be on the same page, despite the fact that, Caleb's a 23-year-old quarterback. Like he seems working with a 39-year-old coach. Like they seem like they look at the game the same way. And you hear, I mean, it seems like what every week on Monday, Ben's talking about how he went through every play with Caleb and they've been working on seeing the game the same way. And you just don't know that was quite happening to that level with the previous coaching staff. It certainly didn't seem that way from some of the stuff that was said over the off season, but it's a pairing that has you feeling, look, we're feeling optimistic for this team heading into a stretch with the Eagles and the Packers twice and the Lions. And we're saying they just got to, you know, stay in, keep these games close and take it. They're going to have a shot at it. And that was like unfathomable a year ago.
Yeah. And it sort of leads me to my closing point here and question for you is that look like they're 6-3 now. And I think everyone would agree that that's ahead of schedule for what everyone's expectations for this season were. Most people kind of projected 8 or 9 wins for this team, 10 mm-hmm. if all broke correctly. And the goal was to be a competitive football team that could play relevant football down the stretch of December and January and ultimately start to develop their core identity with the players that are going to be a part of their future. If they are able to get to 9 or 10 wins, I think you say they cleared the bar for this season, no matter how the picture looks going down the stretch. And so that's a comforting place to be, even with a lot ahead of them and a lot of meaningful football ahead. But you got to feel really good about the direction, because it does feel substantive. And I've said, like, look, like they've spent so many years in the basement of the NFL mm-hmm. trying to claw up to the middle tier. It feels like they're on sturdy ground in the middle tier now. And now you're just trying to figure out how you find your way up to the elevator to get to that next tier.
In a sense, looking solely at these next 8 games in this season, they have nothing to lose. Like, they can just go out there and play their style of football, and they're going to have a chance to be in the playoffs here. They don't necessarily have the pressure that the Eagles, the defending champs, have, that the Lions, who have all these expectations of bringing home a championship to Detroit. You're right. Like, the expectations were 8 or 9 wins, and they're going to have a real shot to surpass that here down the stretch. I know the schedule's hard, but these are going to be winnable games. And that is just, you look at what Ben Johnson has brought here. I really feel like you can feel the guys in the locker room just believing in what their coach is talking about. And they're going to give themselves a chance here down the stretch.
It's incredible to be a part of. It's so strange for us to be covering relevant football at this stage of the season. It's very rare that we get that opportunity, and we're not looking ahead to mock drafts and top 10 picks. I said to someone yesterday, I said, look, like the Bears are going to be picking in the late teens. Draft season is going to be decidedly less exciting than it's been the last few years. And that's a great thing for the city of Chicago, that the exciting part comes in November and December and hopefully January.
Somebody mentioned to me the other day, oh, that, you know, this or that team is in contention for the number one pick. And for the first time all year, I thought, I have no idea who, like, the, right. I mean, I know just from knowing football, but I hadn't actually gone and looked at, okay, who's in line right now? Like, if the season ended today, who's has the number one pick? Like, that hadn't been a thought in my mind like this whole season, which is refreshing, honestly.
It's a beautiful thing. And you look like the Giants just fired their coach. They're going back into a coaching search. And so you don't have to deal with that in January either. So there's a lot of things coming ahead in the 2026 Bears offseason. They're going to be different than they've been in recent years. And that's a great thing. Sean, appreciate you stopping back by. It's always a phenomenal conversation. And today was much of the same.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. Always happy to join you.
Folks, that's Sean Hammond of the Chicago Tribune. I am Dan Weider of The Athletic. Remember to check back in with us later in the week for our game preview podcast to preview Bears-Vikings Sunday in Minneapolis. For Sean Hammond, I'm Dan Weider. For our producer, Adam Stanzinski, this is Take the North. Great talk. See you out there.
Thank you, everybody. The Bears.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.